How are you? Happy Tuesday. Are you still vacationing? So many people vacation this time of year, but this is the week that folks are going back to work. Maybe. I don't know. It's the summer of 2021. Things are different right now. Do you get triggered sometimes? Do you get triggered in good ways and bad? In other words, does somebody sometimes look at you or say something to you and you go, mmm? Or maybe you eat food that you shouldn't be eating, huh? Triggers are powerful. They're built into you. We're going to talk about those today and give you a way, a simple way. Use them for good and not evil. How's that? It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. We know that life begins when you move, and every single day when you listen to this program, I can promise you one thing, and I can tell you the absolute most important thing that's happening here. But the one thing I want to promise you, there are tens of thousands of people just like you that are getting out of bed, and sometimes to listen to the show for some ideas, sometimes to stay upbeat and positive and motivated, sometimes to go after their goals, sometimes because they think the world is maybe going in a direction that they don't get to go and they want to go there. Sometimes they've been in the trenches for a long time. They're just, when am I going to get what I want? I've been working so hard at it. And they're getting out of bed knowing one thing, that there's so many other people in this world that just believe if you stand up, if you take a step, and if you repeat, and you keep going persistently, doggedly persistently, until you get what you want, you're going to get it. I can promise you that's what I do, and that's what so many other people are doing right now. And if you're here today, you're doing it as well. So thank you. Hey, it's me, Scott Smith, a founder and chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Thanks for stopping by today. I always like to see your smiling face around here. I can see your smiling faces. I can. Hey, this show is being brought to you literally by MobileMustHave.com. I had zero internet connection in the RV that I could count on. Needed help? Gave them a call. They hooked me up. I have high-speed internet in my RV. If you have an RV or a boat or you live on a farm, you want to talk to these guys. MobileMustHave.com. They'll hook you up. So are you an emotional person? And are emotional triggers getting the best of you? An emotional trigger, it's one of those things that triggers you. In other words, you're going along throughout your life, your day, having a good old time, and suddenly somebody looks at you. Somebody says something happens, you smell something in the air, and bam, you're triggered. Now, you could be triggered in a good way, which is where I'd like you to be, but usually when we're trying to get out of the bad stuff, the bad habits, it's kind of triggering in a way that doesn't benefit us that well. And the worst part is we don't even know it's happening, because it's just happening. We don't like when we do it necessarily, but we can't seem to stop ourselves. You're being triggered. Has that ever happened to you? Think about it. I bet it has. It's frustrating, I know, because you've decided this is how you want your life to be, and these are the rules you wish to follow. And the triggers are not allowing you to follow them. In other words, best laid plans, and you're tripping yourself up. Happens all the time to all kinds of people. Sometimes you put your foot in your mouth when you least expect it. You're sitting there and you're thinking, I shouldn't be saying anything, but then you do. Sometimes you put pizza in your mouth, or to me, you put a basket of French fries in your mouth. Maybe some chicken wings, maybe some beer. Not so much anymore, but years ago, oh my God. Friday night, trigger, bam, off I go. Man, terrible stuff. Usually you don't even know what's happening until the next day. You're like, why did I do that? So controlling behaviors is, it's when you think about it, they've been autopilot for years. How are you going to change it fast? Well, here's what I've been working on over the years. I help a lot of clients with this as well. And it's a very simple way of thinking. It's a common sense way of thinking, although sometimes common sense is not so common. You've noticed that. When things are going in a way that you would like to change it, you can't seem to do that. The first thing is just to catch yourself after the trigger happens. You're rolling through your day and suddenly you find yourself, oh no, I just did it again, didn't I? I just let that thing get a hold of me, got the best of me again. Oh no. Don't get mad at yourself that you did that. Just notice you did it. Take notice of that mistake. And try to make a promise to yourself that I'm going to catch it next time. I'm going to catch it sooner next time. That's all we're trying to do here. So once you know there's something in your life you want to get rid of, the key here is to notice kind of when you're in the middle of it. So that's the first thing I want you to do. Just catch yourself right after you've done it. Just go, you know, don't get mad. Don't give up. Don't wait till next Monday to start again. Just recognize, okay, you got me that time, but not the next time. So now we're rolling through. Maybe it's the next day. Trigger happens again. Maybe it's another trigger, but it's still there. Bam, it happens. But you're in the middle of it right now. In my case, maybe you find yourself in a basket of French fries. Whoa, what am I doing here? How did I ever get here? Get control as soon as you can. Get out of the basket of French fries. It's hard to do, I know. It's hard to leave them on the table, isn't it? You're getting better, by the way, when you do this. So the first time what happened was we just noticed it after the fact. That's better than not noticing, isn't it? That's better than 3 weeks go by and you say, you know, I got something going on here. If something happens and triggers you into action and you just notice it after the fact, that's a really good thing. Then we get better when we're able to actually be in the middle of it and go, it's like, I'm in a conversation and I really want to say this and I'm not going to say it, but here, what am I saying it for? It's crazy. I don't want to do that. Back out as soon as you can and get control as soon as you can. Move on. You're getting better. So finally, one day it's going to show up and you're going to be minding your own business. And you're going to see this trigger walking in the hallway toward you. And you're going to see it. And you're going to feel it coming up and you hear, but you're not going to do it. You're going to catch that trigger before it happens. That trigger's not going to fire. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to avoid it altogether. When you get to that point, your life is very much in control. Now, again, I said this is very simple, but you know it to be true. Is it at work? Is it with your family? Is it with your wife? Is it with your friends? Is it with your finances? Is it with anything at all? Is there something that is not serving you in your life that you continue to take that actions again and again and again and again? Is that happening? If it is, then we just have to open our eyes to it. We have to understand that, well, we can take care of it if we want to, but we have to want to. We have to identify what it is. So we catch it, even if it's after the fact. Honey, what'd you do that again for? Oh, that's the advanced version, when somebody else catches it for you. That's a clue. Why am I doing it? I caught myself right in the middle of this right now. No! Stop! Help me! Save me! And catching yourself before it ever happens. By far the easiest way to put yourself back in control. Now, today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to roll out in the world. I want you to roll out. I want you to have an idea of what might be getting under your skin today. And I want you to take control of it. But there's another advanced version that I'd like you to do as well. Are you ready for it? I don't have to spend much time on this one because this is what you want. I want you to begin to notice when you've done good things, when you've been triggered into actions that have really served you, and go, oh, that was good for me. I should do that again. And then next, I want you to notice when you're right in the middle of doing something that's really good for you. And like, man, this feels good while I'm here. I'm going to do this one again. And finally, I want you to decide before you ever do something that's good for you, it's time to go do something that's good for you right now. Before it even happens, you make it happen. The exact opposite of what we talked about most of this podcast. It's the way life works anyway. You're going to do it naturally. Eventually, it doesn't matter. You're going to finally learn the lesson, as they say. You're going to finally take the action you want to take that's in the most benefit of yourself. You're going to finally do it eventually. But we can get there a lot faster if you pay attention. So don't let emotional triggers throw you off track from your goals. Pay attention to your behaviors and just make small adjustments until you get exactly what you want. It won't be long before you get exactly what you want. All right, enjoy your summer vacation. We are rolling. I think we're back into North Carolina. I decided not to head back to Seattle. Decided not to take the cross-country trip, but back in the mountains of North Carolina in the next couple of days. I'll let you know where we end up. We have no idea where we're going. We're just going to be meandering around. But I will be back tomorrow with another Daily Boost. I expect you'll be here as well.